Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. My name is Nina. May I have your email address to pull your account, please?
Hey, Nina, this is Crystal from Capital One on a recorded line. I just have a customer on the line with us who is being charged money on her credit card account, and she's saying that she never signed up with you guys. Is that something that you can help with?
Yes.
Okay, great. Ms. Hatter?
Yes.
Okay. So Nina's on the line. She's going to help us from here.
Okay. Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Nina at astrologyanswers.com. May I please have your email address to pull your account?
Yeah, my email address is sumello, S-U-E-M-E-L-O, 1976, at gmail.com.
And you said Sue, S-U-E, and did you say Neo with two O's? N-E-O-O?
No. S-U-E-M like Mary, E-L-O. And it's 1976 at gmail.com.
And that's Sue Mello. 1976 at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Hold one moment. Accessing that account. What I'm doing is pulling it up in both of the venues so we can see the full account. This says Sue Hare Hatter.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's
yes, ma'am.
Not me. I don't know who you spoke with or who did that.
So your name is not Sue. That is not your name, Sue Hare Hatter.
No, no, it is my name. That's the thing. I want to know who called on behalf of me. So I don't know what's going on, and you're not the first. So I had to deal with Bank of America as well. So I don't know why or how did you speak with this person?
Okay, this says that on January, the last charges were the expert credits for $97 on May 14th. And you have to go online to place the order.
So somebody went on my email?
This says that you...
I've never...
It says on January the 2nd of this year, it says ask to wait... we advise the customer to wait 48 hours to receive the response from the experts.
January 2nd.
Yes.
First of all, I wasn't even here.
Which means you weren't here?
Here. I was away.
You was not around the phone?
I wasn't. I was at my home. I wasn't even here.
No, I'm asking you. These are online orders. What I was asking, were you around the phone? You said you wasn't here. You didn't have to be there. You just had to have a phone or online.
Okay. Well, somebody did not. That's not me. I don't know how these people or who did it.
And it says that, actually, it has, we probably can see who did it. Because it has that they used the credit. So that means they asked questions to the experts, because these credits were used from the time. Did you ever order a root chakra pendulum for $5.95 on January the 1st?
Oh. Wait, what is it?
Root chakra pendulum.
A what? No. What is that?
This is one of our chakras. The root chakra pendulum gives you energy directed from, you know, actions, daily actions. It's like an indicator, message indicator, to let you know, okay, you know, this is good or this is not good or things of that nature. But it does have, let's see, would it let me log into this library? Hold one moment to see questions that were asked.
And how did you get, like, the information? Did you get all their information?
You have to go online.
Like,
and
so this person went online and gave all their all my information online.
Yes.
Does that happen? Okay. Okay. So somebody has my identity, obviously. Did you have to? Do they have to give, like, a social security?
No.
Oh.
No social security number.
Okay.
This says Harper is a okay. Now, do you have? You said that you didn't do this, and these charges.
No.
Have been ordering since January 1st of this year. You're just noticing the charges since January 1st.
This has been an. No, this has been an ongoing charge. That's why the lady that's on the phone,
yes,
she's on my credit card company, because, I mean, I can go all the way back to, and they've been investigating since, I don't know, ma'am, how long has it been now?
It looks like here that this is going back to, the first transaction we had was February 4th.
Yeah, no, it's even before that. Here, let's see.
Okay, but I do see where something was refunded. Let's look and see what happened. Hold one moment.
Refund.
This says $67 was refunded on May 28th. It says this card was declared either inactive or fraudulent.
Yes, that's the lady. Okay, the young lady on the phone right now.
Right.
She is with my card. She's with Fred at the fraud department.
Okay, well,
I'm
they
sorry,
refunded. My name is Nina from astrologyanswers.com. Both of those accounts that are in refund policy have been refunded. We have a 60-day money-back guarantee.
And what?
I think
okay,
what's going on. Yeah, I think what's going on, Ms. Nina, is that she filed fraud and we canceled out her card. But because there was a subscription signed up under her information, then the new card was actually billed.
I'm saying they should have canceled that.
Right. So no one canceled that membership or subscription or whatever is signed up. So it's like an ongoing transaction. So that's the reason why we were calling today, to get it canceled so that way she can be done with it.
Okay. The okay. I do see the Soul Space is still, the subscription is still active. Hold
okay.
On.
That's. Yeah. Well, this is not me. I don't know who did this or why they did this, but now I'm freaking out because if they had my information, see, I had to deal with this with my Bank of America, and now I'm still dealing with this. Now, this is a different credit card.
Hold one moment. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. What I'm doing is unsubscribing, so.
Oh, okay.
It can't be used anymore.
Now I have to see how they even did this online through my account.
Well, if your account is, your information is in your cell phone and someone used your cell phone, that could be a way. And the other way is the customer could have ordered it.
Yeah, but I got a new cell phone because my cell phone, so a while back I had my cell phone, it was stolen. I was at the airport and it was stolen. I had money stolen out of my account. There were charges on my account, but this is a different account. This was my credit card. It was my bank account. And so I got a new phone. So I have a new phone.
So what they did was on the same, they voided it, both of those charges on May 14th. The charges, it said void.
Who voided it? Who did? You guys?
We did, yes. The same thing. This card number was declared either inactive or fraudulent. And they voided it out on May 28th. This is a MasterCard ending in 9080, expire November 2024.
That's the lady on the phone right now. I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name is Crystal.
Crystal, sorry, Crystal.
That's
the one. I keep saying the lady. One of you were... Okay, so Crystal is in charge of Capital One, the fraud. And that's why we're on three-way with you, because we're trying to figure out who or what or how this account was open. Nina?
Yes, I hear you. I'm looking at, let's see, let's go to the first. It says the root chakra on New Year's Day. Hold one moment.
Yeah, New Year's Day. Who would be shopping on New Year's? I don't know. Anyways, this is my thing. I don't know what's going on. I'm freaking out because I keep getting charges from you guys, but it's been charges way back, even before February. So
this says January 1st was the first charge.
Yeah, but I'm getting charges way back before February from the Capital One, because I've had Capital One for 4 years. And if I look at my statements, it's like started, let me see when it started. Get back in there.
That means it's a different email address. Now, if it's a different email address and then both of them have your name on it, I don't know. Because according to this email address, it did not start before January the 1st. It started January the 1st order placing. Unless there's a different email address.
But we couldn't go back to
January 1st because that's months off. I can only, it's already been handled, what's in return policy. See, I only see two dates, and that's January and May.
No, there's more than that. It's different names too. So, Crystal, if you look, what's your
astrology answers?
What's the name of your?
It could say astro or astrologyanswers.com.
Okay, so that would be. You said January.
Yes, ma'am. January 1st, 2020. The second,
okay.
The fifth,
so,
the sixth.
Yeah, it's not even showing up in my, it won't go back that far unless I go under statement.
And this says May 14th.
Yeah, no, this is, looks like we need to fix something. Okay, all right. Crystal, on my end, I can't get back to all the way to January. I'm going on statements and documents, and it says looks like we need to fix something, so we're working on it. Try again in a bit.
Okay, so try to close out and refresh, because you should be able to go back to January.
No, I know. I've had this account, but it's okay. Let's see here. Sign out. All right. Basically, how do we clear this?
It has been cleared on our end because we can't go back past 2 months. And the authorizations were voided therefore they were released back off of your account for the last two charges.
Not even charging, Mike. There's only two charges, so
For May. So I think what she's trying to say is that these are coming up under different names. So, like, we have one for $39 on May 19th that she marked as fraud from Astro Digital. Is that the same company as you guys?
Are you guys the same?
Astro Digital. We're Astro, and our books are digital ebooks. But I don't see, you said May 19th. I don't see anything past the 14th. May 14th, 97 and 67. And both of those were voided on the same day.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, but I see those for the 14th for 97 and 67. And then there was the 39 on May 19th from Astro Digital. And then it says Elissa, E-L-I-S-S-A. And then G-I-B-R-A-L-T-A-R. I don't know if that's her last name. Is that something you guys can check to see who the expert was, maybe?
Let's see. Well, the expert wouldn't handle the money part. That's
okay. Yeah, so I don't know. It says Astro Digital, and then right beside it says Elissa. And then, like I said, I spelled the last. I don't know if that's the last name or if this is the first and last name or why it's listed like that. And then another one is Diana on May 19th for psychic.com.
And it has our phone number by it?
It doesn't. Let me see if I can go back.
I'm not familiar with any of what you're talking about.
Okay, so that's what we was asking if. Yeah, if it was you guys were the same company, because it may be a whole different company here that
it
we
is.
Need to reach out
because
to. Let's see.
If she don't have a different account,
now what,
this is the only one.
Is
those
that the only
charges.
Email address that you have?
This is the only account that I have. And I'm looking at January 1st, Astro Rep. Who's that? Is that you?
You said Astro who?
Astro Rep.
Astro Rep. And the charge is how much?
Uh-huh. It says here, there's January 1st. Actually, wait a minute here. There's December. It goes back to December. So December 28th, there's a DDITServices.com.
I don't know who that is. Our charges started January the 1st.
Okay, so January 1st, there's Astro Rep, it's $5.95. Then there's
that's the root chakra.
Dollars, and
that's
then,
the chakra 7-piece set for
$27.
That's the $27. And then the root chakra was the $5.95.
Okay, the chakra is $5.95, and then what's 27?
That's the chakra 7-piece set with the guide.
Okay, and then there's another one for $97.
That's for the expert credits.
Those questions you mentioned in the beginning, is that, could that something, I know you say you was going to look into it to see if maybe, you know, we know what those questions was.
Oh, you're talking about the advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I went to
yeah.
the advisor. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back. Where is it?
So,
it doesn't show me. It just showed me what was used. 4 minutes, 8 minutes, 4 minutes, 8 minutes. It says chat.
But you know what? That was all. So, Crystal, if you look back in January, because I've been dealing with the fraud department for a while now, actually since December, they've all been credited. So they've all investigated and credited.
Right.
Whatever was, whatever.
So that
so
was
now,
a.
So that was all taken care of. And then now I am looking, let's see here. And it's just been ongoing. That's why we're calling you, because we don't know what the heck is going on. And I'm, like, freaking out here. I'm thinking somebody has my identity. I don't know. But if they didn't have to use the Social Security, I guess that's a good thing. I don't know. Okay, so then in May, I'm looking under the statement, and it says, again, yeah. So I've been dealing with it in May as well.
And we refunded those two accounts. Well, they voided it out, so it erased off your account. $97 was voided, and $67 was voided for the May 14th.
I do see that. Yep. It looks like here that we the credit was on the account for those two charges from you guys. Looks like we posted them on June 1st.
Okay. And then I'm charged. The 97 is pending, and then the 67 is pending right now.
But those are going to be reversed back to your account, so you're not going to be charged for those.
Okay. And then the amusement park, is that?
Nina, that's
that
definitely
guys,
not us.
Amusement park?
No, ma'am. I mean, it sounds like you have to monitor your credit card use.
Yes, somebody.
Closely.
Yeah, I don't know what to do anymore. So many credit cards. I keep getting new ones in the same account. I don't know what to do. It's just scaring me. It's like it's too much.
I mean, do you go online? Because these are clearly online orders. You have to physically go online.
We all do, but not all the time. And these things, amusement park, report astro.com. I mean, I can go on and on.
You don't have to go on because you said,
no.
I mean, the rep said they were refunded. Even the ones, I mean, I don't know what else that I could do because I can't refund those old charges. But you said that they were already refunded.
Yeah.
The ones that's current were voided.
Yeah, but they keep reoccurring. The charges keep reoccurring.
Yeah, so what I think our main goal today to call you guys was to cancel any subscription that signed up under her name. That way it will not, you know, automatically be billed to her new card.
Okay, it was already canceled. It says when this message come up, that means that it was already canceled at corporate office. Information only, but still a success. Data element has same value as value pass. No update done when I canceled it because it was already previously canceled.
Okay. So that's great. So because she was charged again today for it. So that's why we was just calling to make sure that it's canceled completely out.
She was charged today's May the
97th. Today's June 9th. She was charged $97.67. And it was reversed back to her account. So she's not going to, you know, it's not, she sees it as pending right now. I just told her it's not going to post to her account because they were reversed back to it.
But
it is basically
a race.
Right. Yeah. It's basically erasing itself.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you? Because I don't see that. So the charge from you said June 9th today, that's a refund then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not a charge.
And that's what I just told her it was reversed back to the account, so she's not going to be charged for that.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you all with?
No. Thank you, Nina. Thank you. Sorry about all this, but
you're more than welcome.
It's just frustrating.
All right, so Ms. Hatter, so that's good, Nita. Thank you so much. So we'll just have to move on to the next company now.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you all with today?
No, you've been great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Nina.
This is Nina at AstrologyAnswers.com. Have a good day.